There's a very powerful revelation on faith that we're going to share in again tonight. And there's nothing regular about it, okay? But I say to my grandson and granddaughter, and leaving my office, that he had his Bible sitting on his lap. And I said to him, when you open that Bible, it's still not open. Very important for us to know that. Luke chapter 24, Jesus had come from the grave and he was walking with his disciples, but they did not know who he was. And he asked them questions that they egged him on, asked them questions. They said, you don't know what happened? And then the Bible says he opened their eyes. And then it went further. He opened the scriptures. Then it went further. See, he opened their understanding. So definitely, the way we're going to minister tonight, you're going to need the Holy Spirit as the praises were singing about how great the Holy Spirit is and how great God is. And I also say to them, he's tricking us again by putting us on computers and iPhones, and we don't even have a Bible to open. And nothing old school about that, because it said holy men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Yes, and so this is a sacred book. Yes, it's more sacred than an iPhone and a laptop, whatever you call it. So that's is important. You see, a lot of time, see, I'm not old, no way. You old. I'm getting younger and younger every day. So it's nothing old school about the Bible. The Bible is real. So let's lift both hands. I want you to lift hand and praise God and pray in the Spirit. Get yourself ready. You at home, I need you, if possible, I need you to pray, lift your hands and get before God. Now, y'all say something. I need to hear y'all saying something. Yeah, y'all pray in the Spirit or whatever y'all want to do, you know. But get yourself ready for what the Holy Spirit is going to say tonight. He want to talk to you. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise your name. We praise you. Thank you. You're so good, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This Tuesday night, glory to God. Tuesday is just like Sunday. Glory to God, just like Easter. Glory to God. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. Now to open the scriptures, open our ears, open our eyes, open our understanding, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for you, sit down. There's something about that. I learned that from an old apostle. You may be seated. Hebrews chapter 12, two verses coming out of more revelation of faith than anywhere else in the Bible. These two verses coming out of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and it records so much action by faith. It's astonishing to know all the ability that faith has. Now, I want you to pay close attention, because there are times you have tried to use the name of Jesus without faith, and it didn't work. Nothing in the spirit world works without faith. Mercy, grace, the name of Jesus, the glory of God. You have to have faith, all right? So you have to check your faith. I'm going to give you some insight on that. Hebrews 12, I want you to be there. Faith is the master key to the supernatural power of God. Faith, that's my subject, but I'm going to tell you what. Faith is the master key to living the supernatural life. Faith is the master key to be a Christian. No matter what you know, you will have to be operating by faith, or you're not going to get results. Now, you are not called by God to live a regular life.
That's right.
Now, your life should be exciting and unexplainable to a person who don't understand faith. That's why people get so upset when a person start operating by faith, start living the life of faith, things start happening, and religious folk get upset because they don't recognize that it's done by faith. You can do the same thing. All right. I'm going to read these two verses after coming out of all about Abraham, Moses, Sarah, just a line of people in the 11th chapter. Joshua just did so many outstanding things by faith. We should be seeing more happening in our lives, in the lives of believers, and we're going to see it now. Let's read. I'm going to read the first two verses, then I'm going to read them in the Amplified Bible, and then I'm going to give you some instruction. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, we're talking about faith is the master key to the supernatural power of God and, in essence, to living a supernatural life. Okay. Wherefore, seeing, he talked about the 11th chapter of Hebrews, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, faith result witnessing. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Notice verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You might underline that. See, you're going to see in the Amplified Bible, you're going to say he's the source of our faith in every aspect. Looking unto Jesus, you know, he talked about all of those people in Hebrews chapter 11, all the miraculous things that they did, but then he didn't tell us to look at neither one of them. He didn't tell us to look at Abraham. He didn't tell us to look at Sarah. And Sarah had a baby when she was over 100 years old. You know, he says, these people cannot functionize your faith. It's got to be you and God. So he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who they all were looking to, matter of fact, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. It is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, listen to this thing in the Amplified Bible. Verse 1. Therefore, then, after we saw so many things happening in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and that sin which so readily, deftly and cleverly cling to and entangle us, and let us run with patience, endurance, and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us. And then I love this second verse. Looking away from all that will distract you from faith. Looking away from all that will distract, looking away to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith. In other words, giving the first incentive for our belief. And it also, its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He, Jesus, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, I say amen?
Amen.
Now, listen to these words from the Holy Ghost. It is time for you to flow fully into the supernatural adventures of life. No matter what comes up in life, faith can handle any situation. You still close. No matter what come up. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to give you 7 keys or 7 opening that the master key faith can open. But these 7 things are going to make you alert and aware of how to handle every situation quickly. Number one, they're all two-worded. They all got 2 words in them. Number one, have faith. That's Mark 11:22 said, have faith in God. There's 2 words, have faith. Have faith. He told me, the Holy Spirit said, tell them, have faith. Always, no matter what you're trying to do, have faith in God. Mark 11:22. Here's another one now. Because sometimes we operate in faith, we're always looking to somebody else. The 2 words now is thy faith, T-H-Y, thy faith. Mark 5:34, Jesus said to that woman with the issue of blood, thy faith has made thee whole. What I think the Holy Ghost is doing tonight, if you're going to live in the supernatural marks of faith, it's going to have to be personal. The other 2 words is by faith. Throughout the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it kept telling us, I'm going to touch on some of them, the tremendous thing that people did by faith. Hebrews 11:5, just 1 you can get by faith. I wrote a scripture to everyone that these 2 words I'm giving you. But you can stop and ask yourself, do I have faith for this? Am I doing this by faith? God, the kind of faith? The next 2 words is through faith. Throughout the 11th chapter of Hebrews, you see tremendous supernatural manifestation happen through faith. I want you to have these words coming out the master key is faith to trigger you. Here's another one. You know it. Now faith. See, is my faith now or is my faith later? You see, Hebrews 11:1. I got to another one. I got 2 more. And I wrote the negative aspect of it. And the Holy Ghost said, no, don't write that. It is the scripture, but I want you to write the opposite of it. Hebrews 11:6. He says, with faith. He said, the Bible said, without faith is impossible to please God. He that come to God must believe that he is. But he talked about with faith. He said, I want them to have that word. Am I doing this with faith? Yes, am I trying to use this scripture through faith? See, it's so important. And then he said, I want you to look in Hebrews 11:1 again. I said, what it is, Lord? He says, I want you to get these 2 words. Faith is. Wow. Yes, faith is. So what we got? We got have faith, thy faith, by faith, through faith, now faith, with faith, faith is. All right, that'll help you walk through it and stay in the past what I'm about to show you. Turn to Matthew 9. Matthew 9. Thank you, Lord. I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah, we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. Faith is the master key. In other words, you're going to start functioning in the supernatural greater and greater. If you're hungry, if you're thirsty, those of you watching, if you're listening, may the Lord doing this teaching, the Lord going to open something up for you. Something you might have been dealing with, he going to open it up for you. All right. In Matthew 9, let's see, 9:27. There's a statement I want you to look for in this text. I'm going to read it. Believe ye that I'm able to do this? See, faith got to know that. That's a question to faith. When you're trying to believe ye that I'm able to do this? Well, he's well able to do anything you ask him to do. But he won't know, do you believe ye me that I'm able to do this? Then he said, Mark 9:23, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. See, powerful question Jesus asked him, these blind men. Verse 27, when Jesus departed, then two blind men followed him. You see him? How many? What are they doing? Crying and saying what? Thou son of David?
Yes.
Have mercy on us. Verse 27.
Yes.
And verse 28. And when he was coming to the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do it? Because if you don't believe it, I can't do it. They said to him, yeah, Lord, we believe you can do it. Then he touched their eye. See, he couldn't touch their eyes without faith. Then he touched their eyes, saying, now here's another one. Here's another one. Underline this. According to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith. And look at this 30 verse, and their eyes were open. Jesus strictly charged them, saying, see that no man knew it. But I'm showing you here that Jesus' hands are tied, God's hand are tied if he don't find faith. And I think we have turned to a certain degree faith into a formula. And then the seven things, I give them two words, will be able to activate them quickly. Now faith. Faith is. By faith. Through faith. See, it's very important that you catch those things. They are locked in the master key of faith. Believe ye that I'm able to do this. What is it? What you need him to do? Huh? Nothing impossible. So what you need him to do? What one of them seven you're going to tap in? You're going to go through faith. You're going to go by faith. You're going to go with faith. Do you have faith? See, it's very important. Very important. And we see the results. He's well able. See, faith knows this, my brothers and sisters. Faith knows that God is well able to do anything that you need for him to do or desire for him to do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Can you believe me? Can you believe me when everybody down the street not believing for nothing?
Yeah.
Can you believe me in the midst of a whole church don't believe me? Can you believe me personally? See? And I don't want you believing me just on somebody else's testimony. That's why he said in Hebrews 12, he says, told you about all them people. He said, now look unto Jesus.
Yeah.
You see that? Yeah, you see, because Jesus is the one, he's the carrier. According to your faith, be it unto you. You got that in Mark 5:34. You got that lesson in Mark 5:25-34. This woman went to all those doctors. None of them, rather good, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, a faith was built in her, and she started talking to herself, what's she going to do? I'm going to go touch the hem of his garment. Faith talking. And then when Jesus recognized, now when you operating in supernatural faith, the Lord know somebody have taken something from him. Somebody had received something. When she touches hem of his garment, something went out. He knew it. He said, now, daughter, I didn't do this. Thy faith have made thee whole. Powerful, man. Powerful. Let's look at two powerful words when understood properly. By faith. By faith. Them two powerful words. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. By faith. Everybody say, by faith.
By faith.
Three times.
By faith.
Now, you cannot operate by faith if you're not operating by faith. You're gonna have to pause and really know. And one of the main ways you can operate with faith or by faith is knowing how faithful God is. Yeah, God is faithful. I mean, God never unfaithful. God, you know what I'm saying? We might lose faith, not operate in faith like we should, but God never. God always faithful. He's always, because God is faith, you see. Now listen to this. I want you to get this two powerful words when understood properly, because I want you to have these words when circumstances arise and look like nothing going to work. In Hebrews chapter 11, understand the spiritual power of faith, the power to be counted righteous. In the fourth verse, by faith, Abel. What how you doing this verse? By faith, right? By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Powerful, man. That is powerful. How he did it? By faith. Notice the power to walk in God's deliverance from everything. Look in Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And he pleased God by faith. By faith. In other words, how outstanding it is to see that this man was translated that he should not see death. Now, if a man can be translated and not see death, is it possible that God can translate your situation? Yes, sir. It's so powerful. See, but you got to think supernatural. You got to think beyond religion, beyond regular. You got to believe that the scripture been opened. I got real faith and I'm operating in the power of God. The power to walk in God, delivering from everything. The power to walk. Y'all wrote that down? The power to walk in God's deliverance from everything. Go back over it, because y'all didn't get it. The power to walk in God's deliverance from everything. That's all your problem just left just now. If you're listening to me, look at what happened in 11:5. I'm going back over it because I've sensed in my spirit, it's all over TV, everywhere. You're not getting it. You're listening to that assignment. Listen, God sent me to tell you the power to walk in God's deliverance from everything. Good God Almighty. This is not, I'm not just saying some words. This is actually true. Believe you died this? You believe I'm able to do this? To walk you through everything. Nothing too hard for God. So he says, he gave you the scripture. By faith, Enoch, verse 5, Hebrews 11. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. If God can do that, huh? Yes, sir. And was not found. See, faith will hide you. Yeah. The enemy cannot find you. Yes. Well, if you get in faith, because, above all, go to Ephesians. Take the shield of faith, which can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. See, that shield hides you. When you really operate in real supernatural faith, that shield. Ephesians 6, what, 17, something like that? Huh, 16? You say, what do you say above all what?
Taking the shield of faith.
Listen, he talked about righteousness. He talked about truth. He said, above all. Because righteousness and truth work by faith. That's why I just found out the other day why he says, above all, taking the shield of faith. I mean, you didn't talk to me about salvation. You didn't talk to me about the hammer of salvation, the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. Then you get down to faith and say, above all, take the shield of faith. Well, the shield of faith make all the rest work. It's the master key to all the things of God. It's the master key from Genesis to Revelation. Whatever promise, it's the master key to it. Now, you know, a master key opens different doors. Yes. Yes, you said the master key. Yeah. Master key. And so, by faith, that's part of the master key. Through faith, that's part of the master key. Come on, talk to me up in here. Yes, huh? Yeah. Faith is, that's part of the master key. Then you get those seven things down in you. Ooh, you're talking about to be a giant. Nothing can stop you. The power to walk in God's deliverance from everything. And I want to add to it the power to walk in God, delivering to everything you desire in your heart. Now, this is of most importance. Children, if your faith going to be in the supernatural realm, I notice in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, those who was not humble had to be made humble and meek. That's what makes faith work. But write this in your note. You must develop a God-fearing, reverential faith. A God-fearing, reverential faith there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Listen to that. Watch this now. You must develop a God-fearing, reverential faith. Faith is not just a fad. It's the Spirit of God in it. And you have to respect it. And you have to honor it. And look at the seventh verse. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. He wasn't scary. He moved with reverential fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. By which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. Now, I'm telling you right now, men who listen to me, you want to protect your house? You better read that verse. In the time we're living in, oh, brother, it's about to get more radical. These people are out of their mind. But the Lord told us in his scripture they're going to be out of their mind. But you're going to have to be able to operate by faith. Now, I'm telling you right now, you're going to have to be able to operate, especially the head of the house. You're going to have to be able to operate by faith to cover your family right. You know what he did? Noah covered his family. Everybody else clowning. Yeah. Everybody else partying. You know, them new dance they got and all that. Yeah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. So they're not seen now. So I'm going to have to believe God. Yes. I'm going to have to operate by faith. Move with fear, prepare an ark to the saving of his house. By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. In other words, see, faith covered him and his household. And that's what the Lord, faith is the master key to the supernatural power of God. It's the master key to the supernatural. This is not nothing going on now if you're operating by faith. See, you must develop reverential faith. I love it. Now, here's another one. Walking in faith that obeys God. Walking in faith. And all this in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, looking at 8, the 8th verse, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out in a place which he, should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing where he went. That would happen to me when I came to Darrow. Yeah. That would happen to me when I come down here. I don't know how many acres of land we got at the first. 42. And then now the Lord was trying to get me down here to get to 600 for his kingdom, 600 acres of land. I didn't know what I was doing, but I followed him. By faith, Abraham, then the Lord, you know, this church, big church, woman, Brown Southern University, big old nice church, a lot of dignified people in there. And the Lord come down there in Darrow, further down in Darrow, and told me, he said, I'm going to do it right here. I said, Lord, I really thought you was going to use me. And I'm down here. I thought you really were going to use me. He said, I'm going to send them from the east to west, north and south. I'll buy cars for them. They'll be glad to drive. He said, when I plan land in Louisiana, they're going to be looking for Darrow. It all came to pass. Yes, sir. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Now, don't miss this now. Don't miss this walking in faith that obeys God. See, the reason you got to walk in faith that obeys God, you're going to get in some natural scary situation. And they try to tell you the faith is not going to get you out. So, but look at that verse again, 8th verse. By faith, it was 8th verse, wasn't it? Wasn't it 8th verse? No, I'm just going to make sure I got, 8th verse. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out in a place which he should after receive. See, he didn't see nothing for an inheritor. Obeyed. That's the word you're looking for. Obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. And you know, by faith he went in and the Lord gave him the land. A faith that believed all so-called impossibilities in life are possible to you. A faith that believes all so-called impossibilities in life are possible to you. Amen. Praise God. So there's two other words that will lead you into supernatural faith through faith. Through faith. By faith, then through faith. It kept saying this in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. By faith. Through faith. With faith. It's so powerful. Then he comes and says, didn't tell us to look at none of them per se. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, because he the one we're doing there. All right. Now, notice here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11 now. Backing up these statements. Verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself. How she did it?
Through faith, right?
Yeah. You know the situation, right? Yeah. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful. That's who had promised. Oh, my goodness. Now, underline that, because she judged him faithful who had promised. See, because your faith are not going to be powerful if you don't recognize that God is faithful.
Yes, sir.
See, you out there trying to operate in faith and don't get a revelation of how faithful God is, your faith not going to be able to hold out. See, what makes faith strong is God's faithfulness. Is my faith is made of the genes of God's faithfulness. See, my faith originated from God. Therefore, it's supernatural. Look at it. Just look at it. Take the statement. It says, a faith that believes all so-called impossibilities in life are possible to you. And so here we got this impossible situation, but through faith, look what it says, 11, but also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Now you can use these things in your life now. Therefore, a spring there, even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the star of the sky is multitude, and as the sand which is by the sea, sure innumerable. I mean, she just believed God. I often love this next revelation I'm going to share with you. Through faith. Now, this is my baby here. Through faith, you can frame your world by the power of God. I wrote a whole book on that. Through faith. Faith is a framer. It's not a fad. It's not. Faith can make it happen when 99 other people say it can't happen. Faith will bring it right up in their face. And, yeah, it is right here. Yeah, it is. Then they're going to go to something else then. But faith always shows up with the manifestation of what you're believing for. Now, look, notice this verse. I love this verse. Verse 3 of the 11th chapter of Hebrews. There were two words. What's the first two words? Through faith. Y'all say it so sad. Through faith.
Through faith.
All right. We understand. Okay, shout right there, man.
Yeah.
That the worlds, plural, were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, listen, through faith we understand. All right, so when a person operating in faith, they have a certain understanding. See, because you're not functioning by eyesight. You're functioning by revelation. Revelation makes you understand things you can't understand normally. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, I come to grip about 10, 12, 13 years ago, maybe longer. I was reading the scripture. I said, oh, faith is a framer. I framed this whole ministry by faith. I framed my family by faith. See, I saw it. I had to frame my world. You got to frame it. You got to frame your world. You got to learn how to use faith and frame it. In other words, not name it and claim it, frame it. See, people want name and claim it and go sit down. No, consistently seek God's face, hear God's voice, and frame your life by faith. You won't regret it. You won't regret it. Another, through faith, my God, you can frame your world by the power of God. And now I'm going to give you, I don't forgot what they call that, acronyms of the word faith. I wasn't up with the Holy Ghost there, they right there. The letter F means frame. That's Hebrews 11 and 3. They got another word that you got to get a hold of tonight in John 19, 30. John chapter 19, verse 30. And you're going to find the word Jesus say, it is finished. Faith. The F, the first acronym in faith, is frame and finish. That it when you start framing, you know it's finished. Because Jesus said, it is finished. Your faith has to know that, because your faith can't stay where it is. It's got to go where you're going. You understand that? Anybody understood that? Yeah, your faith can't stay where you are. Your faith got to take up and go where you're going. Because you have it. The A in faith stands for anointing, atmosphere, and authority. Anointing, there's a certain anointing in 1 John 2:27. There's a certain anointing when you're operating by faith. And faith creates a certain type of atmosphere where doubt cannot get in. And then faith calls you to walk in authority, calling things that be not as though they were. I think that's Romans 4:17. What about the I, Leroy? When I got this first word, inspiration. I'll show you a scripture in a few minutes. But then the Lord told me something else now. Tell them they're going to be void of ignorance. You can't be ignorant and operating in faith. You got to study the word. Paul told Timothy to rightly divide the word of truth. See? So, inspiration. Look at Job 32:8. Look at Job 32:8 for a minute. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Job 32:8 and other scriptures, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scriptures given by inspiration of God. Okay. Look at Job 32:8. Powerful. But there's a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. See. See, that inspiration carries a divine understanding with it. And when you operate in faith, you know about God's faithfulness, and you got his understanding. So inspiration void of ignorance. What the T stand for? Listen to this. Taken by force. And that is in Matthew 11, 12. Taken by force. This world will put a front on you and tell you you can't do this. But look what Matthew 11 and 12 says. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. Those things that God had provided for us, he's expecting us to take it by the force of faith. Yeah, force of faith, using the force of faith, take it by force. And then the H is harmony, in agreement with the Holy Ghost. Harmony, in agreement with the Holy Ghost. And, all right, Jude 20, he told me to read that out the Message Bible. Jude 20. All right, let me get that for you. My God. I read it this afternoon. I said, oh, man, I got to go there tonight. My goodness. Jude 20. The Message. He said a Message? Did he say the Message? Yeah. Y'all ready for this? But you, dear friends, carefully build yourselves up in the most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. 21st verse says, stand right at the center of God's love, keeping your arms open and outstretched, ready for the mercy of our Master Jesus Christ. This is the unending life, the real life of faith, what it is. So you see, harmony and agreement with the Holy Ghost. He's talking about praying in the Holy Ghost. Building yourself up on your most holy faith. Now, I do that all the time. Been doing that for 40 years. Praying in the Holy Ghost. It builds you up on your most holy faith. Well, you got that? Now, let's go back and close. Let's go back to Mark 11, 22. Have faith. Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Have the faith of God. Two words. Have faith. Am I having faith? Or am I, if I'm just saying words? So you got to stay there long enough to know that you're actually operating in faith. And then you go back to that woman. Thy faith have made thee whole. In I'm going to go fast now. Mark 5, 34. That woman hopeless look like, but she heard, and then faith came, and she used her faith. And the Lord says, hey, I didn't do it. You did it. He didn't say, I made you whole. Because as far as I'm concerned, you're already whole. You see what I'm saying? He didn't say, I heal you. As far as I'm concerned, you're already healed. When you present faith for it, the devil, see, it's not that God don't want to get it to us. It's the devil who is the God of this world holding God accountable that you don't have no faith. Wow. Then remember, am I operating by faith? Or am I just saying something? Remember the powerful word, through faith. You frame and you build through faith. Remember that now faith, Hebrew, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to remember that faith works now. Faith don't work on Easter and Christmas. And these men day and women day, I need faith every day. Faith works now. Faith, why faith work now? Faith does not have to ask this world for no permission. No demonic force can stand up to faith when you're operating faith properly. And then with faith, you step into the presence of God. Hebrews 11 and 6, you step into the presence of God and you step into godly rewards. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him with real faith. And then, my brothers and sisters, notice that faith is, faith never becoming, faith never will be, faith always is. So no matter what you believe in for, if you operate in the illness of faith, you have it as soon as you desire it. That's it. Tuesday night. Hope you got it. It's a life changer.